Cross-border troop incursions and political repression in the African Great Lakes region continue to cause fears of a regional war. The Democratic Republic of the Congo's government accuses both Uganda and Rwanda of sending troops into Congo's resource-rich east. At the same time, Burundi's constitutional crisis threatens to engage its neighbors, Rwanda and Congo. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to international criminal defense attorney and former law professor Peter Erlander about the UN Security Council's response.
Peter Erlander, the UN Security Council has not responded to credible reports of Ugandan and Rwandan troops in DR Congo, even though this is a clear violation of the UN's founding principle, the equal sovereignty of member states.
Yes, of course it is, but there's been a long history of that. We know that as early as 1997, Uganda and Rwanda invaded the Congo and set up their own puppet government, and have repeatedly invaded and occupied large portions of the Congo because of the desire to control the wealth in the eastern part of the Congo that is the goal of Rwandan and Ugandan elites, if not the governments themselves.
Okay, the UN Intervention Brigade drove Rwanda and Uganda's M23 proxy militia back into Rwanda and Uganda in 2013. So isn't the UNSC legally or theoretically obliged to respond to these cross-border incursions again?
Well, it would seem that logically the UN Security Council would be obligated to follow through on the obligation that they took up to remove M23. But M23, as you know, was essentially under the control of the Rwandan government, and the United States and the United Kingdom support Rwanda and Uganda. So it remains to be seen whether the U.S. and U.K. will have the Security Council follow out on that mandate.
On Friday, Russia and China blocked a U.N. Security Council resolution to censure Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza for seeking a third term, which his supporters claim he's constitutionally entitled to do. Russian U.N. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin told reporters, quote, "It's not the business of the Security Council and the U.N. Charter to get involved in constitutional matters of sovereign states." Could you comment on that?
Yeah, this is one of the things that the Security Council has had to contend with now that Russia and China have begun to actively use the veto again, which they weren't able to do for about 20 years. The UN Security Council should not involve itself in the internal affairs of a sovereign country. At least at this point, the question of whether the Burundian president can properly run for a third term or not is an internal question for the Burundians. That's different than the situation of the M23 proxy militia in the Congo, because that, of course, is an invading force that was in Congo and the UN was there to help drive them out. So Russia and China are quite correct.
Today, Burundi's defense minister suggested that he might intervene in Burundi's constitutional crisis. That would no doubt violate Burundi's constitution, but it would still be Burundi's issue, wouldn't it?
Well, it might lead to some sort of conflict within Burundi, but whether it violates Burundi's constitution more or less than the decision to run for a third term, again, gets us back to this being a Burundian question and a struggle for the Burundian people to resolve. This isn't an international question, unless, of course, someone decides to make it so.
Okay, the U.S. hasn't remarked on the Rwandan and Ugandan troops in Congo, but it has called on Burundi's Nkurunziza to step down and not seek a third term, and sent a special envoy rushing off to Bujumbura. Legalities aside, what do you think the USA's primary interests are?
Well, what we can see since 1990, when the Ugandan military, made up of Rwandan troops, invaded Rwanda, that the U.S. has played a major role through proxies in influencing the politics and the reality of life in Central Africa. Whether that role has been one that's been approved by the Security Council or not has varied from time to time. Whether it's been legal or not has varied from time to time. But the U.S. has been constant in attempting to influence affairs in Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and certainly in the Congo. So I think the U.S. primary interests are to remain a player in influencing the outcome of who controls power in all of the Great Lakes states. I think this is consistent with that.
Okay, Peter Erlander, thank you for speaking to KPFA.
Okay, thanks, Ann.
For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.